Fact check, yes, CDC guidelines do suggest a scarf, as a last resort. By Joel B. Polak on April 1, 2020. Claim, President Donald Trump, you can use a scarf. If people want to do it, there's certainly no harm to it. Verdict, mostly true. While no substitute for a proper mask, scarves are a last resort in times of shortage. President Trump and members of the Coronavirus Task Force were asked about whether Americans should wear masks as a precaution against spreading, or being exposed to, the illness. The team indicated it was considering whether to reverse a recommendation that Americans not wear masks, reserving them for healthcare workers. Trump said that people could also consider wearing a scarf in the meantime, via New York Post. My feeling is, if people want to do it, there is certainly no harm to it, Trump said. But I would say do it, but use a scarf if you want, rather than going out and getting a mask or whatever. Trump added, so you can use scarves, you can use something else over your face. It doesn't have to be a mask, but it's not a bad idea, at least for a period of time. Trump later added that Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, guidelines discuss wearing a scarf. He was right, given the current shortage of masks. CDC guidelines do recommend wearing a scarf as part of its notice on strategies for optimizing the supply of face masks. Ideally, however, a scarf would not be used in a hospital setting without a face shield that covers the entire front and sides of the face. National Public Radio fact-checked Trump's statement and found it to be correct. Scarves offer minimal protection. Left-wing critics attacked the president for his recommendation. Regardless, with one pointing out, correctly, that scarves are not ideal, can become contaminated. However, given current shortages, and the need to prioritize the protection of medical staff, a scarf is a last resort. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.